Deceiving the good and the evil. Now, when the Bible says evil here, it doesn't mean sin or wickedness. Obviously, God is never going to do anything sinful or give us anything sinful. God is fully without sin. Okay. But when the Bible says evil, it is often just referring to that which is harmful, something that hurts, something that harms, something that's negative. For example, a great verse to illustrate this is Amos 3:6. The Bible says, "Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord have not done it?" So if there's an evil in the city, the Lord has done it. And of course, we know the Lord doesn't sin, but the Lord does bring negative things. He brings harmful things. He brings painful things. He brings destructive things. And so that's what the Bible's saying here. Now, Job here says to his wife, "Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil?" Are we just going to only take the good things that God gives us? And then when he gives us something evil or when he gives us something harmful, all of a sudden we're going to reject it and say, "Well, how dare you, God?" And what Job says is that the Lord gave and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, whether God gives something to us or whether God takes something away from us, whether God does something good for us or whether God hurts us, blessed be the name of the Lord. We should be willing to take both the good and the evil from the hand of the Lord and receive whatever the Lord has for us.